Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It looks like we're going to have another beautiful day out there.
It is, yeah. And we're going to have a great show for you this morning because our guest this morning is Mr. Todd Hansen, a serial entrepreneur. And we're going to be talking to Todd about starting businesses. And one of the things we're going to cover this morning is a unique way to fund a business. If you want to start your business, Todd used this method. It's not for everybody. We're going to talk about that in a little later. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We have about 40 mentors. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we basically provide free service, free mentoring, and free advisory services to business owners or those who are looking to start their business in areas including networking, marketing, accounting, banking, cash flow, HR, strategic planning. We have some very great mentors in our chapter. So if you're looking to start a business or if you have a business and you need some help to get past a speed bump or take advantage of an opportunity to grow your business, please contact us at foxcities.score.org. And you can set up an appointment with a mentor at that website. Just hit the send button. And within about 2-3 days, a mentor will contact you and schedule a meeting. So SCORE is a great resource for you, and we offer much of those services free. Now, in addition to those mentoring services, we do training services. We have educational seminars and such. Randy, what's coming up on December 11?
Well, coming up on the 11th of December, we have something that should be of interest to all the small businesses and also individuals out there, and that is we're having a seminar on the Affordable Health Care Act today. What we're going to be talking about is how it affects you and your business, what's going on. We are going to have a very up-to-the-minute information as far as the changes, what's happening, and where you stand. The program, as you said, is going to be on December the 11th. It's going to be out at the Bordini Center, right across the road from the Tech, off of Blue Mound Road. We're going to have three excellent speakers. Our keynote speaker is going to be Linda Hines. Linda is very nationally known expert in the area of healthcare, working with group benefits, working with agents as far as a compliance director, has a tremendous amount of respect in the industry.
And her focus is business owners with less than 50 employees.
Right.
That's the group she works with, which is the SCORE model.
Correct. So those of you that are in the 2 to 50 group, mm-hmm. which is the one that has all of the questions, mm-hmm. this is the place to come for some
Absolutely.
Answers. The other speaker we're going to have is going to be John Ulness. John is with Ulness Health and Wellness
yep.
here in Appleton. And John is a specialist, again, in individual health care and can talk to what your personal needs and how that works. And in addition to that, we're going to have Kurt Haling.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt is a CPA, and we're going to have Kurt talk to us a little bit more in line of how this affects your budgeting, how this affects you in the long term as far as your economic planning and how to put this all together. So it should be a tremendous program. It's going to be from 8 o'clock in the morning, from 8 until 11. We're going to have registration at 7:30, but we would also have registration available to you online at www.foxcities.score.org. I had to think about that one for a second. Got it right. Okay, so go on out to foxcities.score.org. Click on the registration and sign up. It's $25 per person, and we have limited seating, so please get out there.
Yeah, we encourage you to attend it because, as Randy pointed out, the topic is changing every day, and Linda Hines is nationally recognized. She actually writes continuing education programs for national organizations. She has Department of Labor as a client. She used to work there as an auditor. She's very well-versed. She's from Ellsworth, Wisconsin. We're fortunate to have her available to come to Appleton to talk to us at our SCORE chapter. It's going to consist of 3 hours, as Randy pointed out. We'll have some presentations in the first hour and a half by each of the speakers. Linda's going to be the keynote. And the second half of the three-hour portion, the hour and a half roughly, is going to be time for questions.
Right.
You can bring your questions and ask the panelists your questions. The cost is $25 per person. It's going to be very worthwhile. and we encourage you to consider it. And if, again, if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to foxcities.score.org on our website, and you can click on register for the registration, or the workshop registration, and you'll find some information there on this workshop.
Right, and we definitely get your registration in as soon as possible.
You betcha. Randy, we also have something on Better Business Bureau. There's a scam alert out
there. As always, this time of the year, there's scams going on, but this is one that's kind of interesting, and this is for those of you who do online shopping. Be very careful, because what they're doing is they are sending out confirmations for your shipping and saying to confirm, get the number, double-check your shipping times, and so on. You click on it, and instead of being a confirmation, it turns out to be a virus, and the virus is designed to go in and start phishing for your account numbers, your banking information, all of that type of thing. The other way it works is if you click on that instead of the phishing virus, you get one that they refer to it as a ransomware, which means that your computer locks up and there's a notice that says, please contact so-and-so, and for a fee, he will unlock your machine for you.
Merry Christmas, huh?
So, again, if you are getting information about shipping, something that you're not sure what it was, it doesn't have the proper addressing on it or something, do not open it.
Right. If you're suspicious, just leave it alone.
Leave it alone. That's the best words you can always use.
Now, you're also, you've got a sore back this morning. What were you doing
yesterday? Yeah, I've been a little busy yesterday. Thank you for bringing that up. We have a few Christmas trees for sale for the Y Service Club, which I'm a member of. We are selling trees out in front of the Festival Food Store on Northland Avenue, and would ask you to come on out. All the proceeds from the Christmas tree sales goes to the Y Service Club, which is used to help support Y community activities.
Great.
Hours are this morning. We're starting from 9 until 5 on Saturdays and Sundays, and we'll be there from 2 until 8 Monday through Friday.
Great.
But recommend that you get out there as soon as possible. We got a short season this year, and trees are going very, very fast. So would appreciate if you're thinking of buying a tree, come on out. We got some beautiful ones out there.
It's a great cause, too. The money goes stays right locally.
Yes.
It's kind of like the same theme we have today, Small Business Day.
Yes.
And here in the Valley, we're celebrating Small Business Day. ADI has already announced on the radio that many of the local dealers or merchants are giving discounts today to shop at their place. It's very befitting, I think, because Todd Hansen, our guest this morning, is going to talk a little bit about being local and being self-sufficient. And it's kind of fun to support the local businesses. So we congratulate, SCORE congratulates all the business owners out there, all the entrepreneurs, and as we celebrate the Small Business Day today. So congratulations to all you hardworking entrepreneurs.
Right. Thank you for all of your efforts, and also those of you out shopping. Don't forget to stop at that small business. That's what keeps the area alive and vibrant.
With that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet Todd Hansen. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, and we'll have the time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Entrepreneurism, right there.
Always the question is, who's got the money?
Well, we'd like to welcome Todd Hansen to the program this morning. Todd has been a friend for a while. He's been familiar with the SCORE chapter. He's done a presentation to the SCORE chapter, but he's a serial entrepreneur. And we wanted to bring Todd in to talk about his entrepreneurism, his virus of being an entrepreneur. It's a fun thing. He enjoys it. And he also went through a very unique way to fund one of his businesses recently. So we just wanted him to come in and share his stories with you. We'll give out the phone numbers in a few moments if you have a question for Todd. But Todd, first, good morning and welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning, Tony, and good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir.
We are glad to have you back. You were a guest once before, and we want to welcome you back. You own a couple of companies, three or four companies. What are they, Todd?
I do. I own Catalyst Performance Group. Mm-hmm. We're on Richmond Street. And the Entrepreneur Zone as well, what I like to call a private sector business incubator. We have a division called ROI of Engagement, and most recently we own Apple Blossom Orchard and Market, North of Appleton, actually mailing address at Black Creek. We're just 5 miles north of Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You describe yourself as a serial entrepreneur. Can you tell us what does that mean to be a serial entrepreneur?
Well, Tony mentioned something about a virus. Yeah, sometimes I do think
it's in your
almost
blood.
Yeah. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My grandfather, a serial entrepreneur, my father then got into the family business and started a couple other businesses. And ever since I was big enough to push a broom or run a rake or a lawnmower, you know, I got involved in the family businesses and then I had some really amazing experiences. Oftentimes during the summer months, you know, went to trade shows and county fairs and was involved in sales and like I said, pushing the broom a lot as well. And then when I was in college, I ran a nursery business that my father and a partner had.
Mm-hmm.
So that provided great outdoor activity and good pay and great responsibility. You just learned a ton of things. So it kind of got in my blood and understood just the joys of being able to run your own business, be much more in control of your career and your future. And I think there's a lot of gratification, satisfaction that come along with that. And certainly, you know, as far as income and other business opportunities, it's kind of unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Super idea. I was going to say, when you said nursery, you're talking about trees and flowers and shrubs, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, it was big trees. One of the things we did was run those great big tree transplanters.
Okay.
We moved trees sometimes at where we had to pull down power lines to get them to the right place.
Well, Todd, as an entrepreneur, you already mentioned there's a lot of gratification in that sort of thing, but it takes more than just that. It takes a passion, and really, you've got a lot of that passion. You're spread out among four different operations right now.
Yeah, you know, I just that part really is in my blood. When I see something, the way that my mind works is, you know, how can we take this, leverage the strengths, shore up the weaknesses, and just figure out how to make it grow? That's one of the afflictions that I have. I struggle with this a little bit in my life until I understood a concept that was shared with me, and that is constructive discontent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, discontentedness, I think, is the fuel for many entrepreneurs. It just needs to obviously be channeled in a constructive way. How do we make things bigger, better, faster, smarter, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, all righty. Well, one of the programs that you have is the Entrepreneur Zone, the E-Zone. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what that's all about, how it works?
Yeah, we have 22 office suites on 536 North Richmond. And it grew out as a result of my primary business needing a place to do business and wanted to be able to have professional business space that was flexible,
okay,
that I could add more offices or contract as it was necessary with seasonality or economy and things like that. And I said, I'm not the only firm and not the only entrepreneur that has these kind of needs for really professional space where mm-hmm. we can share some of the services, share some of the overhead. And so we wrote a business plan, presented it to a couple of owners of commercial real estate. And then, make a long story short, we found a vacant building, mm-hmm. 22 office suites, and it was just the right place. Or I moved my company in there, and then we rent suites to entrepreneurs and business startups, and have done some unique things, including we bartered for several months while entrepreneurs have more time than they have money. And then we've got the individual entrepreneurs. We've got a gentleman, Mark Busco, that's there. He's stopped out from college. He's learning his trade, which he's a motivational speaker.
Okay.
So he's got a place there to get away from the house and focus in a nice, quiet environment. And we have a title and closing company that's got, I think, 11 or 12 employees there, and they started out with, I think, two or three.
They've been growing quite a bit.
Yeah, and, you know, to have a place where you can just add a suite at a time, where you
huge.
Just add the cost incrementally when you need it, that's mm-hmm. a pretty unique value proposition.
Rather than fighting all of that overhead yourself as a startup, because that's one of the hardest things is being able to come up with the cash to make this thing work. So.
Right. Or in this situation, you found the right space that you needed, you would have moved three or four times.
Great idea.
Well, we're going to take our first break here, or another break. We'll come back for the longer segment in the show. We'll be talking with Todd Hansen, and you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're in the money. we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny. Old man depression, you are through. You done us wrong. Oh, we never see.
All right, we're going toward the money this morning. We're here with Todd Hanson this morning. Todd is a serial entrepreneur. Todd is going to share with us a little bit about how he started his latest venture, Apple Blossom Orchard and Market. And before we get Todd back on the air, I'd like to put the phone numbers out there. If you have a question for Todd, give us a call at 866-887-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. And if you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150. Well, Todd, tell us a little bit about how the Apple Blossom Orchard and Market enterprise became yours.
Oh, that's a great story, and it wouldn't have happened without without money. Like all business ventures, you need somebody's money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using opium, other people's money, we used our own. But to make a long story short, my family, we sold a home that we listed. This is now 3 years ago, for sale by owner, and it sold in 5 days. We expected it during that market to take 9 to 18 months, right?
Sure.
So all of a sudden we're going, wow, what are we going to do? We hadn't really thought about what our next step was. Just figured we were going to need to be patient. And we ended up swapping homes with the buyers. They had a home that they wanted rent out. That was a contingency on the offer. We said, well, we don't know what we're going to do yet, so we rented. And so we were looking for the next phase in our life. We wanted to get outside of town, and my wife was driving out in the country and saw a little for sale sign in front of a beautiful piece of property with an orchard on it. And so the rest is kind of history. We looked at that. It kind of met our criteria in terms of getting out in the country. And for me, as I shared with you, I'm this consummate and serial entrepreneur. I'm going, look, there's a business there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at that and how they're doing and what I can do with that to make it grow.
You shared with me that when you were speaking to the seller of that business, that they would sell apples, they'd sell produce, and you were asking, well, how do you sell that stuff? And what was his response?
Yeah, as I got to know about the business, you know, you have 800 trees here, so how do you sell apples and who too? I said, we got a retail store here, and we put a sign up on the side of the road, and you know, blackberries and asparagus and raspberries and tomatoes. Every time the question was, and how do you sell these? And finally, after about the fifth time, he was planting sweet potatoes for the first time, which I was going to be inheriting the sweet potato crop. I said,
uh-huh.
So how do you recommend that, you know, we actually sell the sweet potatoes? And he looked at me and cocked his head a little bit and said, you put a sign up on the side of the road.
Simple enough.
It's like, what is it that you don't understand about this?
Yeah. You're out on County Trunk A, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Just north of Appleton.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Lindale Drive in Appleton.
Yep.
Just head north. It turns into County Road A.
Okay, now we're talking about finding the business and understanding a little bit about how it works and so on. Then it always comes back to that same question. How do we buy it? How do we find the money for it? And that's where you've got the interesting story. So you want to explain a little bit of how your rollover business startups concept worked.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, I like to be in control. Maybe that's a great exaggeration. I like to have direct impact on the future of my investments and my businesses, 401ks and IRAs and things like that. Even though you can direct them and have a lot of flexibility, I just didn't always sleep well at night. Considering macroeconomic things and kind of where we are headed as a country, and you know, potential bubbles and financial crises that are so fresh.
Kind of a crapshoot out there in the stock market right now.
So yes, right. I mean, wow, I'm doing incredibly well, but
right.
I'm not so sure everybody should have all their retirement funds in the stock market right now.
Right.
Along came this opportunity, a business, right, that's successful and growing. With really hard assets, meaning property, apple trees that are well established and producing, all the equipment that are necessary, sheds, a retail store, and things like that. And I saw this as a great investment. And a banker actually had introduced me to a concept that one of her clients had used, and that is a rollover business startup, ROBS. And essentially it's a way for the right kind of opportunity and for the right kind of business structure, you can actually use then your 401k and IRA funds to start a business. Hmm. It's not easy to do, but it does provide you an opportunity to use those funds and to run a business.
Now, when you say you're using your IRA and 401k funds, most people think, well, I have to take it out of my IRA account, pay a 10% penalty, pay income tax on what I take out. This program is different than that. You don't need to pay those tax penalties.
Yeah, that's correct. There are ways to do it. Not all businesses would qualify, and in fact, many business ventures probably would not be appropriate to use because you really don't want to be playing with your retirement funds. You want kind of a sure bet.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of had a sure bet with, like I said, hard assets there and also a thriving business, and so there was minimal risk. And I felt a lot better about having retirement funds there than in the stock market or mutual funds or heaven forbid.
This financing structure, Todd, it can't be done by a bank in a local area. Banks typically don't do this type of financing, do they?
No. It's because you're really not using the bank's money.
Where did you go to get this financing done? You had there are a couple firms in this country that do this.
Yeah, there are a few firms that really specialize in it. The real core structure of this is using ERISA guidelines that from 1974, and it's very similar. In fact, it's actually the same kind of structure as employee stock ownership plans, right?
Like an ESOP or something.
Exactly.
Yep.
Where you can use retirement funds to purchase stock in a company.
Oh,
and
okay.
So there are a couple of companies. One is Benetrends. The other is Guidant Financial out in California. And there are a few others that specialize in helping you understand whether your business really is appropriate for this and then making sure that you put it together structurally. The business has to be created as a C Corp.
Okay.
And then the process, essentially you start a C Corp. Okay. The C Corp sponsors a 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you roll your funds, your IRA. You can't use Roth IRA, but your regular IRA funds and your 401k.
Yep.
Into that company-sponsored 401k, that then you can use your funds to purchase stock in the C-Corp, and then the C-Corp is financed so that you can actually then purchase a business or start a business.
Okay.
Now,
and you avoid all the tax issues that way.
Yeah, there's no prepayment penalty.
Right.
There's no. It's not a taxable event.
Right.
Okay, well, then the three key points that you're talking about. Number one, you have to structure it as a C corp.
That's correct. Right?
So those of you who are thinking of LLCs or something like that, it doesn't work like that. Number two, you need to be able to look at a low risk situation as far as the business that you're talking about, or at least as low a risk as possible, because you're talking about your retirement funds.
You don't want to be taking a flyer with retirement funds.
Right.
And actually, the IRS would frown greatly upon that anyway.
Okay. So that the key issue is to make sure you have something that is structurally sound, that is something that is a positive, not a high-risk situation, and that you understand the details of doing something like a C-Corp.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
In order to remain compliant according to ERISA guidelines, you have to run your business
right.
Like a genuine C-Corp, and there are a lot of restrictions, not restrictions, but criteria
mm-hmm.
And guidelines, very, very different than a LLC or S-Corp or sole proprietorship.
If you have a question for Todd on this method of financing, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Todd, how important is it that the entrepreneur, in this case you or anyone going to go through this process, really do a good job with the business plan and understand the cash flows? We at SCORE, we talk about that all the time.
Right.
And the business owner typically goes to a bank or a credit union to borrow the money to start the business. You're doing the same thing here, but really it's our own money now. It's our retirement money.
Yeah, I guess you could probably build a case that since it's your own money, your retirement funds, you better have your ducks in order, even more so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a business plan is important to understand. Projections, how you're going to grow the business, all the elements that especially all the SCORE chapters, mentors are very, very familiar with. And then, in all reality, as Guy Kawasaki, stated, he's a well-known author and one of the early, evangelists at Apple. He stated, "I've never seen a business plan survive its first encounter with a customer." So the reality of it is you go ahead and plan and then you launch your business, and then adaptability is really a key there. Okay?
Options.
Yeah.
Plan for different options that might develop, opportunities
right.
to come along.
Your ideas mean nothing to your customers typically, and you know what? They're the ones that drive your business, so you better be paying attention.
Now, this concept you're using, this business rollover concept, is basically, it's a legitimate system. Some people scoff at this and say, well, that's just a scam. It's trying to get your money. But it is legitimate.
Yeah.
SBA recognizes it. Small
yes.
Business Administration recognizes it. Banks will consider making loans to the C corporations using this funding process.
That's correct.
So it is legitimate, but it's not highly touted. There's not a lot of information available out on the website. What company? Do you use Guidant?
We use Guidant Financial.
Do you have a website for that? Or?
I think it's guidantfinancial.com.
Okay.
Yeah. If you Google rollover business startups and Guidant, it'll come up.
It'll come up that way.
And this is not an advertise. There aren't that many firms that actually do this.
Right.
But they're pretty good in that they'll help you really qualify whether or not your business idea and your situation is appropriate. They do thousands of these every year. And the only way that they can really stay in business is if they counsel business people on whether this works for them or not, whether it's wise. And they have ERISA specialists, attorneys, right, that will help you also evaluate whether your model fits the guidelines or not.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that they could do, and anybody that's in that business, is plug somebody in that's not right. And then
you keep referring to ERISA. I just have to mention, as an old-time banker, that when that first came out, we referred to that as every ridiculous idea since Adam. But this sounds like you found one that's a very valuable idea in the process.
For the right people, you know, that have retirement funds and they're ready to start a new business, there's a lot of intricacies that you can explore and frequently ask questions, you know.
Okay. One thing I want to stress again, because at SCORE, we have especially one of our SCORE counselors who, as soon as you start talking about using retirement funding for financing your business, he gets a little upset, and rightly so, because as we did say, this is not for everybody. It's very important that you take a look at the details and really understand what you're getting into and have a super strong business plan.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
In fact, Randy, just on that note, 2 weeks from today, you're going to have Larry Burkhardt on, who's
yes.
the VP of Economic Development at the Chamber, and he's involved with the County Revolving Loan Fund,
yes.
which is another way to provide funding for a business startup.
Right.
It's a simpler way. It's not using IRA money. But I'd like to reiterate your caution and the SCORE's caution and Todd's caution. This program that Todd used is not for everybody. It requires a lot of discipline. It requires some cash up front to pay this firm out, this Guidant, and these companies will do this work for you. But if you get through that process, you're going to feel pretty confident that with your skills as an entrepreneur, this could be a better success than a typical opportunity.
Where can I share the parameters that
sure.
that are
absolutely?
Sure. I think more often than not, this is a good strategy for somebody that's middle-aged, has a fairly significant amount of funds in retirement, you know, 401k and IRA.
Could you define significant? Is it like 50,000, 100,000?
I think you probably have to have a couple $100,000.
Minimum,
yeah.
$250,000.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say.
Yeah.
For it to really be worthwhile,
sure.
for you to be able to have enough capital or to get a business going. It's these people that sometimes are ready to get off the corporate treadmill and do something on their own. They have typically business acumen, right? And so I think that's where it fits in a lot, is somebody that's ready for a significant career change, because one of the guidelines is that you have to be directly involved in this business.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? You can't be a passive
Always.
Investor.
Mm-hmm. Always.
This is going to be a business. So you have to leave your job.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in order to roll those funds over, you have to, if it's all your money is with IBM, right, you have to leave IBM, and then you can roll the money over into your new C Corp.
Yep.
So, you know, in those kind of situations, it's perfect, but that's a little narrow niche
yep.
of potential business startups.
Todd, what sort of decline rate? Are you familiar with that company? How many out of 10 or 100 applicants, how many do not get funded? Was there any information from them that?
No,
I'm sure not.
I don't have that information.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they pre-qualify most people with the resources that are online.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do have salespeople to help walk through because,
mm-hmm.
again, they don't want to invest a lot of time if it just isn't quite the right thing for you.
But you did indicate they were right there every time you had a question. If you called them up, You're right there.
I wouldn't do it without a real professional that understands this business structure and really understands ERISA law, because otherwise it's really tough to figure out whether or not this is the right option, and then to get it all put in proper order, right? Just rolling over your funds, you know, you have to start a C-Corp, you have to sponsor a 401k plan, you have to roll over the funds, you need to, you know, invest in the C-Corp, and then the C-Corp, I mean, it's a fairly complicated thing.
A lot of detail going on.
How long did it take you from start to finish when you started working on this idea?
We did it in a ridiculously short period of time, about 6 weeks. But
wow.
You can do it in 2 months. It's probably better to have 3 or 4 months to really get it all things put together.
And a good idea to study it and understand it before you start jumping in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. You need to understand what the proper steps are, because even if you work with a firm, you still have to do a lot of the groundwork. Yeah.
Okay. And really the success of this program is predicated on how viable is that business opportunity. If that business opportunity is a fly in the night, if you're just taking a shot at this business opportunity, you don't want to put your IRA money into that.
No, that would not only be foolish, but part of the role of a business startup criteria is, you know, you have to be handling your retirement funds in a real responsible way. And if you're not doing that, you're probably violating the intent, if not the actual law, surrounding retirement funds. Yeah, so it's not a way. I mean, some people get these visions of, wow, man, I'm just going to start a company and then, you know, buy an RV, a boat, and whatever, and write all that off. Well, guess what? That violates law and the intent of the law, which is...
Now, in your case, Todd, you bought an existing business. This program could also be used for a new startup, I imagine, but I imagine there's more hoops to go through and more due diligence to be done.
This strategy is used for franchises quite a bit. And again, that's typically those middle-aged people that have business acumen. They're ready to leave the corporate world and start their own business, and they have a chunk of money.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And those fistful of dollars.
Right.
We're holding that
or a few dollars. Or a few dollars more.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking this morning with Todd Hansen. Todd is a serial entrepreneur. We've been talking about his latest business venture, Apple Blossom Orchard Market, and how we use the business rollover program to basically fund that. Let's segue a little bit now, Todd, to what Apple Blossom really is. It's a local business, and we were talking before the show, since this is Small Business Day, how does Apple Blossom fit into the local concept?
That's a great question. It's probably one of the things that really gets me fired up is, you know, it's agriculture-based. We grow fruits and vegetables. Good for everybody, right? We're keeping the local economy green and growing. We have a retail store. We have 800 apple trees, maybe an acre or two, acre and a half of gardens, you know, asparagus, blackberries, raspberries, tomatoes, all that other good stuff. And so a little retail store out north of Appleton and Highway A. We sell most of what we produce, but we're also selling to some commercial accounts, a couple of retail outlets, the Green Tomato, the Veggie Shed, and Supply Depot down in Nina. So, and we're planning on growing that as well as we sell to schools. We're planning also on growing that. We actually grew that this year quite a bit.
Well, you had mentioned, some of the programs that you had found that are related to the schools. Can you tell us a little bit more about state and federal programs that you found?
Yeah, sometimes it's just, ignorance is bliss. And I stumbled into the fact that, with schools in particular, they're really interested in locally produced fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an initiative that's been on, at the federal level and the state level. And so schools, are keenly aware of the interest to do this, to put money into the local economy. And actually, quite frankly, it just makes a lot of sense, right? Instead of an apple produced in South America, and coated with wax and shipped here, put in a warehouse, waiting for an order, and then put on another truck.
Mm-hmm.
You get something right from the farm. Right?
Okay.
And it is healthier. It tastes better, and those monies, those dollars, and stay in the local community, and you know that multiplier effect.
You mentioned before the show, there's a rule in a cafeteria.
Yes, actually, as I understand it, kids before they exit the cafeteria line, they have to have a portion of fruits and or vegetables. So that has to go on their plate before they leave the cafeteria line.
Okay, so it has to go on their plate. That's the key issue. Okay,
yeah.
I'll just convince them that it's a good thing to eat it too.
Well, and that's one of the benefits also having locally produced stuff. I mean, as you well know, the grocery store things versus what you pull out of your garden.
There's no difference. There's a great deal of difference. There's no comparison to the quality.
So they're thinking that we keep the money in the local economy. We got something that tastes better.
Right.
Hopefully, the kids will eat it now.
Supporting
the
local business community.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of the kids' families probably are farmers or coming from the agricultural area anyway. So it all stays in the community, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, though, there are quite a few kids that really don't understand the source of their food.
Right.
In fact, we delivered pears to one school, and one of the food service directors said, you know, I had a kid that didn't know what a pear was. He took three of them, thought they were great.
Okay.
Now, time for a biz tip, Todd. What's your biz tip?
Biz tip. Okay. Be a mensch and build a network of mensches. How about that?
That's a good one. How do you spell mensch?
M-E-N-S-C-H.
And that's a Yiddish word for?
It's a Yiddish term for a great guy, a good person that does things that are just smart and help other pass things forward.
You're a good mensch.
Oh, and you are too, Tony.
Thank you. And where can we find you?
You can find me at appleblossomlane2@gmail.com or 536 North Richmond Street.
Do you have a cell phone or office number you want to give out?
920-882-5000.
Todd, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning.
You.
It was a very good show, very appropriate topic, and I hope the audience listened to it with open ears to consider that possibility for starting their own business.
Yes, and thank you to SCORE for all you do. It's really quite amazing.
Thanks, Todd. Randy, big Christmas tree sale going on today?
Big tree sale going on out in front of the Festival Food Store on Northland Avenue. All the proceeds go for the Y to help kids, again, to be able to take advantage of camps and all the wonderful things that the Y has.
And next week, our guest is Kurt Haling. Kurt's one of the participants in the upcoming seminar on the healthcare on December 11th. Don't forget that on December 11th. You can learn more about that at foxcities.score.org. Thanks for listening today. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
And
you're listening
happy
to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
And have a happy Small Business Day.